Republic ACT No. 4726 Sections 1 to 9. The 18th of June, 1966. An act to define condominium, establish requirements for its creation, and govern its incidents. Section 1. The short title of this act shall be the Condominium Act. Section 2. A condominium is an interest in real property consisting of separate interest in a unit in a residential, industrial or commercial building and an undivided interest in common, directly or indirectly, in the land on which it is located and in other common areas of the building. A condominium may include, in addition, a separate interest in other portions of such real property. Title to the common areas, including the land, or the appurtenant interests in such areas, may be held by a corporation specially formed for the purpose, hereinafter known as the condominium corporation, in which the holders of separate interest shall automatically be members or shareholders, to the exclusion of others, in proportion to the appurtenant interest of their respective units in the common areas. The real right in condominium may be ownership or any other interest in real property recognized by law, on property in the civil code and other pertinent laws. Section 3. As used in this act, unless the context otherwise requires. A. Condominium means a condominium as defined in the next preceding section. B. Unit means a part of the condominium project intended for any type of independent use or ownership, including one or more rooms or spaces located in one or more floors, or part or parts of floors, in a building or buildings and such accessories as may be appended thereto. C. Project means the entire parcel of real property divided or to be divided in condominiums, including all structures thereon. D. Common areas means the entire project excepting all units separately granted or held or reserved. E. To divide real property means to divide the ownership thereof or other interest therein by conveying one or more condominiums therein but less than the whole thereof. Section 4. The provisions of this Act shall apply to property divided or to be divided into condominiums only if there shall be recorded in the Register of Deeds of the province or city in which the property lies and duly annotated in the corresponding certificate of title of the land, if the latter have been patented or registered under either the Land Registration or Cadastral Acts, an enabling or master deed which shall contain, among others, the following. A. Description of the land on which the building or buildings and improvements are or are to be located. B. Description of the building or buildings, stating the number of stories and basements, the number of units and their accessories, if any. C. Description of the common areas and facilities. D. A statement of the exact nature of the interest acquired or to be acquired by the purchaser in the separate units and in the common areas of the condominium project. Where title to or the appurtenant interests in the common areas is or is to be held by a condominium corporation, a statement to this effect shall be included. E. Statement of the purposes for which the building or buildings and each of the units are intended or restricted as to use. F. A certificate of the registered owner of the property, if he is other than those executing the master deed, as well as of all registered holders of any lien or encumbrance on the property, that they consent to the registration of the deed. G. The following plans shall be appended to the deed as integral parts thereof. 1. A survey plan of the land included in the project, unless a survey plan of the same property have previously been filed in said office. 2. A diagrammatic floor plan of the building or buildings in the project, in sufficient detail to identify each unit, its relative location and approximate dimensions. H. Any reasonable restriction not contrary to law, morals or public policy regarding the right of any condominium owner to alienate or dispose of his condominium, AFI. The enabling or master deed may be amended or revoked upon registration of an instrument executed by the registered owner or owners of the property and consented to by all registered holders of any lien or encumbrance on the land or building or portion thereof. The term registered owner shall include the registered owners of condominiums in the project. Until registration of a revocation, the provisions of this Act shall continue to apply to such property. Section 5. Any transfer or conveyance of a unit or an apartment, office or store or other space therein, shall include the transfer or conveyance of the undivided interests in the common areas or, in a proper case, the membership or shareholdings in the condominium corporation, provided, however, that where the common areas in the condominium project are owned by the owners of separate units as co-owners thereof, no condominium unit therein shall be conveyed or transferred to persons other than Filipino citizens, or corporations at least 60% of the capital stock of which belong to Filipino citizens, except in cases of hereditary succession. Where the common areas in a condominium project are held by a corporation, no transfer or conveyance of a unit shall be valid if the concomitant transfer of the appurtenant membership or stock holding in the corporation will cause the alien interest in such corporation to exceed the limits imposed by existing laws. Section 6. Unless otherwise expressly provided in the enabling or master deed or the declaration of restrictions, the incidents of a condominium grant are as follows. The boundary of the unit granted are the interior surfaces of the perimeter walls, floors, ceilings, windows and doors thereof. The following are not part of the unit bearing walls, columns, floors, roofs, foundations and other common structural elements of the building, lobbies, stairways, hallways, and other areas of common use, elevator equipment and shafts. Central heating, central refrigeration and central air conditioning equipment, reservoirs, tanks, pumps and other central services and facilities, pipes, ducts, flues, chutes, conduits, wires and other utility installations, wherever located, except the outlets thereof when located within the unit. B. There shall pass with the unit, as an appurtenance thereof, an exclusive easement for the use of the airspace encompassed by the boundaries of the unit as it exists at any particular time and as the unit may lawfully be altered or reconstructed from time to time. Such easement shall be automatically terminated in any airspace upon destruction of the unit as to render it untenantable. C. Unless otherwise, provided, the common areas are held in common by the holders of units, in equal shares, one for each unit. D. A non-exclusive easement for ingress, egress and support through the common areas is appurtenant to each unit and the common areas are subject to such easements. E. Each condominium owner shall have the exclusive right to paint, repaint, tile, wax, paper or otherwise refinish and decorate the inner surfaces of the walls, ceilings, floors, windows and doors bounding his own unit. F. Each condominium owner shall have the exclusive right to mortgage, pledge or encumber his condominium and to have the same appraised independently of the other condominiums but any obligation incurred by such condominium owner is personal to him. G. Each condominium owner has also the absolute right to sell or dispose of his condominium unless the master deed contains a requirement that the property be first offered to the condominium owners within a reasonable period of time before the same is offered to outside parties. Section 7. Except as provided in the following section, the common areas shall remain undivided, and there shall be no judicial partition thereof. Section 8. Where several persons own condominiums in a condominium project, an action may be brought by one or more such persons for partition thereof by sale of the entire project, as if the owners of all of the condominiums in such project were co-owners of the entire project in the same proportion as their interests in the common areas, provided, however, that a partition shall be made only upon a showing that 3 years after damage or destruction to the project which renders material part thereof unit for its use prior thereto, the project has not been rebuilt or repaired substantially to its state prior to its damage or destruction, or b. that damage or destruction to the project has rendered one half or more of the units therein untenantable and that condominium owners holding in aggregate more than 30% interest in the common areas are opposed to repair or restoration of the project, or c. that the project has been in existence in excess of 50 years, that it is obsolete and uneconomic, and that condominium owners holding in aggregate more than 50% interest in the common areas are opposed to repair or restoration or remodeling or modernizing of the project, or d. that the project or a material part thereof has been condemned or expropriated and that the project is no longer viable, or that the condominium owners holding in aggregate more than 70% interest in the common areas are opposed to continuation of the condominium regime after expropriation or condemnation of a material portion thereof, or e. that the conditions for such partition by sale set forth in the Declaration of Restrictions, duly registered in accordance with the terms of this Act, have been met. Section 9. The owner of a project shall, prior to the conveyance of any condominium therein, register a declaration of restrictions relating to such project, which restrictions shall constitute a lien upon each condominium in the project, and shall ensure to and bind all condominium owners in the project. Such liens, unless otherwise provided, may be enforced by any condominium owner in the project or by the management body of such project. The Register of Deeds shall enter and annotate the declaration of restrictions upon the certificate of title covering the land included within the project, if the land is patented or registered under the Land Registration or Cadastral Acts. The declaration of restrictions shall provide for the management of the project by any one of the following management bodies: a condominium corporation, an association of the condominium owners, a board of governors elected by condominium owners, or a management agent elected by the owners or by the board named in the declaration. It shall also provide for voting majorities, quorums, notices, meeting date, and other rules governing such body or bodies. Such declaration of restrictions, among other things, may also provide as to any such management body. 1. For the powers thereof, including power to enforce the provisions of the declarations of restrictions. 2. For maintenance of insurance policies, insuring condominium owners against loss by fire, casualty, liability, workmen's compensation and other insurable risks, and for bonding of the members of any management body. 3. Provisions for maintenance, utility, gardening and other services benefiting the common areas, for the employment of personnel necessary for the operation of the building, and legal, accounting and other professional and technical services. 4. For purchase of materials, supplies and the like needed by the common areas. 5. For payment of taxes and special assessments which would be a lien upon the entire project or common areas, and for discharge of any lien or encumbrance levied against the entire project or the common areas. 6. For reconstruction of any portion or portions of any damage to or destruction of the project. 7. The manner for delegation of its powers. 8. For entry by its officers and agents into any unit when necessary in connection with the maintenance or construction for which such body is responsible. 9. For a power of attorney to the management body to sell the entire project for the benefit of all of the owners thereof when partition of the project may be authorized under Section 8 of this Act, which said power shall be binding upon all of the condominium owners regardless of whether they assume the obligations of the restrictions or not. B. The manner and procedure for amending such restrictions, provided that the vote of not less than a majority in interest of the owners is obtained. C. For independent audit of the accounts of the management body. D. For reasonable assessments to meet authorized expenditures, each condominium unit to be assessed separately for its share of such expenses in proportion unless otherwise provided, to its owner's fractional interest in any common areas. E. For the subordination of the liens securing such assessments to other liens either generally or specifically described. F. For conditions, other than those provided for in Sections 8 and 13 of this Act, upon which partition of the project and dissolution of the condominium corporation may be made. Such right to partition or dissolution may be conditioned upon failure of the condominium owners to rebuild within a certain period or upon specified inadequacy of insurance proceeds, or upon specified percentage of damage to the building, or upon a decision of an arbitrator, or upon any other reasonable condition.